Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
You're listening to the Expositor Podcast. I'm Steve Lawson. Thank you for joining us. And in this session, I want us to talk about what is a sermon. This is ground zero, really, in our preaching. What is it that we're actually creating when we stand in the pulpit to preach? I think it would be very helpful to us to reconsider what is a sermon. To start at the most basic level, a sermon is an oral message. It's not something that is intended to be read. It's something that's intended to be heard. And I think we need to talk about what a sermon is not before we talk about what it is. Negatively speaking, it's not a term paper. A sermon is not something that's just purely didactic, where it's just only instruction. It's not a journal article, something that would be written to be in an academic piece of writing. No, it's far more than that. A sermon is not a classroom lecture where a professor stands behind a lectern like this and disseminates information. It's not a book review. A sermon is not a book review. It's not intended to give an overview of something and list the pros and the cons and to break that down and to talk about what parts you liked. And it's also not a personal blog. A sermon does not contain your opinions or your perspective. That's not what a sermon is. A sermon is a public discourse. It is a proclamation of a message that originates in the Word of God. And it is to be delivered by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's to be delivered by a preacher, not by a lecturer, not by an author or a writer per se. A preacher may be those things, but a sermon is delivered by someone who stands on his feet before a group of people and delivers the message. And it's not merely information as our goal. A sermon begins with information, but it must advance beyond the idea of just information. Our goal is transformation. Our goal is regeneration. Our goal is sanctification. So a sermon has a much higher goal at which it is aimed. It is intended to move people in a direction. It is intended to win people to Christ. It is intended to have great impact upon the listener such that they are challenged to do something with this truth. That's what a sermon is. The goal of a sermon, and I want you to think about this in three different layers: mind, affections, and will. A sermon must be directed at each of these three essential aspects of a person. First of all, it's directed to the mind. A sermon is directed to bring information to the mind. It instructs the mind with truth from a passage of Scripture. But it cannot stay there. It has to go further. It also is intended to address the affections or the emotions of the person and to ignite the heart, to inspire the heart. It's intended to raise the affections to greater love for God and greater devotion to the Lord Jesus Christ, a greater desire for personal holiness, and really an increasing rejection of the world and of sin and a hatred of those things. But it must go deeper than just the mind and just the heart or the affections. It must also address the will. A sermon must impact the will and challenge the will. It must invite the will to make a deliberate choice to follow the teaching that has been brought from this passage of Scripture. Some only address the mind, and that would not be a sermon if that's as far as it goes. That would simply be a lecture. Others simply address the feelings or the heart. But if that's all that it is, it wouldn't be a sermon. It would only be really a devotion. And others address only the will. But if that's all that it is, it's just simply a manipulation. With a sermon involves all the dynamics of a public proclamation of the truth. And there are elements of it that include confrontation and correction and consolation and motivation and conviction and admonition and persuasion and exhortation and even invitation and summons. All of these dynamics are a part of a sermon. And a sermon is to come with great impact upon the listener. Again, to instruct the mind, to ignite the heart, to invite the will. All of these are necessary parts of a sermon. So as we would prepare and deliver a sermon, we must be mindful of each of these aspects. Well, as you would sit down at your desk and open a Bible and create a sermon, I want you to give thought to what we have discussed, and that your intent is to move the listener to follow after the Lord Jesus Christ and to put their trust in God as you rely upon the Holy Spirit to provide the dynamic in your preparation and delivery. God bless you. This is a survey and an overview of what a sermon is.